Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Gene Brabander. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Brabander. Oliva moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Blair steals second. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Echeverry and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell juggles the ball. That's an error on Powell. Tovar scores. Reese moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Brabander covering, for the out. Reese moves to third. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry fires to third and picks off Reese. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Reese. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson throws the ball into Bellinger, who tags Oliva trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison strikes out. There goes Roseboro. The throw from Echeverry to second, and Roseboro is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Carew reaches second base with a double. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. John Morris now pitching. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-1 in the game. Merritt takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Merritt moves to second. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-2 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverry strikes out. Two outs. John Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. Frank Castro pinch runs for Tony Oliva. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Roseboro bunts between the mound and first base. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseboro for the out. Castro moves to second. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Echeverry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Castro now playing right field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Kurt Maughton pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Kurt Maughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maughton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verlander. Maughton reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maughton scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 5-2, Twins. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for Paul Blair. Al Worthington now pitching. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kurt Maughton now playing left field. Don Buford now playing second base. Davey Johnson now playing shortstop. Elrod Hendricks now catching. Dave M. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Ted Verlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verlander is 0-for-3 in the game. Verlander hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards short. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Palfrey pinch hits for John Morris. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Roseboro. The throw from Hendricks to Buford and they have Roseboro trapped. The throw over to Powell, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Motten hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Allison chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Carew. Carew fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Carew. Motten goes all the way around to score. Powell moves all the way to home. It's 5-4, Twins. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castro. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Cesar Tovar now playing right field. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Watt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Dave May. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. One out. Larry Haney pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.